Before we start with the Shalom, I'll tell you two stories I read today about Rav Vozner. I saw his grandson was here today. Rav Akiva. Anyway, I'll tell you two stories that I read. Scary. Oh my gosh. Rav Vozner. In Nebrak, in the yeshiva where he was Rav Shiva and Chachmei Rim Nebrak, there was someone, a neighbor over there in Nebrak, who was putting his TV on Shabbos in Nebrak. Loud, very loud. Bother everyone, Davka. And they came and told Rav Vozner. So Rav Vozner sent the messenger to tell the person to turn it off. That he's the rabbi over here. He must listen to me. Turn it off immediately. And if immediately we told him that he shouldn't put it on Shabbos. The guy didn't listen. Next week he put it again. So he sent again the message. A couple of times. Kacha, three times, four times. Afterwards, he sent a messenger to tell that person, the last warning, it says in the Torah, those who disobey, Michalel, disgrace the Shabbat, will die. Be careful. He didn't care. He got Shabbat, he also played the TV very loud. That Friday night, he went to sleep. He didn't get up in the morning. He died in sleep. True story. Second story is that in the yeshiva of Nebrak that he had the minag that on Shavuot all the bachurim they stay in the yeshiva. He wants everyone to where are you going to receive the Torah around the yeshiva? At home? In the cheesecake? Come to the yeshiva. Shavuot is a chag for being in the yeshiva. It was very makpid. It was like a law in the yeshiva, everyone has to stay for Shavuot. So one bachur, a very good bachur in yeshiva, it was from a Hasidish, certain Hasidus, and he really wanted to go to his rabbi for Shavuos, so he went to his rabbi, and the Vazla came in at night, and he realized that the boy wasn't there. Motzei Yom Tov, the boy came back as if nothing happened. So Rav Vozner came over to him and told him, where were you? I went to my rabbi. So he said, Chazal say, Poretz geder yishchenu nachash. Someone who breaks the laws, breaks the fence that we put, a snake will bite him. Chazal say, be careful. So the next morning, before everyone came to yeshiva, there was a very, 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 very poisonous snake around that guy's seat. He was going all around. He wasn't there. Everyone came. They were very scared. The yeshiva also came, and they called the people to come and catch him. They said, it's too dangerous. It's a very dangerous thing. They shot the snake a few times to kill him, and then they said that no one should get close to the blood because the blood is very poisonous. And they even changed the tiles where the blood was. It was very strong. And that boy was so freaked out. He ran to Rav Vozner and asked forgiveness. I'll never do that again. You can see that. I'm sure that Rav Vozner did not mean that a snake will come and not mean that guy will die. But the tzaddikim, they say one word and from Shamayim is a decree. Gamanu. Be careful. That's what Chazal say in Pirkei Avot. If it's dahir begachatan shel Chachamim, I forgot the exact words. Be careful with the words of the tzaddikim. They say one word, they say, yeah, it's be asukan. And also the tzaddikim have to be careful, they say only good things. So you're all tzaddikim, so you all speak only good things, Allah Hashem. So we're going to teach a little bit. On page 101. We said that if someone wants to begin, start living this beautiful life, Allah Hashem, it doesn't take one button to press. It's work. Work in the field. That's where we work. And the tzaddikim, like Rav Dor said here one day, a couple of weeks ago, I went to all the tzaddikim, many tzaddikim. No one's going to help you. You have to help yourself. They can hug you, kiss you, they can teach you the way. But to walk the path, each one has to walk his path by himself. No one's going to walk for you. Okay? Therefore, it's very important to learn in this book. You see? Not only in this book, but in this book. And to repeat it many times, to take these things that we're learning, to take it to prayer, take it to Yibodedut. Because only a person who is mitbodel, he doesn't Yibodedut, and he focuses, he meditates on these things, he, and only he, could know how to make them practical in his life. Each one according to his place and his situation in life, according to his level. כאשר אדם לומד ובונה כלים של רצונות נפלאים. When a person learns about something, he's building tools of wonderful, wonderful goodwill. I want this. Yes, I want what I'm learning now. It's beautiful. I do want this. And then what they do, he learns to see himself. Where is he and what he's learning? How do I reach this? He realizes where he is, Bessem. And each time, I want to get higher, I want to go higher. If a person just learns what to be and how, he doesn't learn how to be, no one will teach you. Only the field will teach you. Only Hashem will teach you in your heart. You have to recognize yourself, to see where you are. כמו שמסבירים חזל הפסוק, חזל, סייבת הפסוק in תהילים, in the first chapter in תהילים, כי אם בתורת השם חפצו ובתורתו יגיע יומם ולילה. It says only if a person he learns the Torah of Hashem, he wants the Torah of Hashem, and he learns his Torah day and night. In the beginning it says he wants Hashem's Torah, and in the second part it says he learns his Torah, his own Torah, day and night. Okay? Because when a person is just learning, okay, and he gives him desires, chefzo, his will, it's Hashem's Torah, it's not his, he didn't acquire it. But when he works on it, okay, so then it becomes his. It changes his, changes him, it purifies him, and it brings him to live life in Gan Eden here in this world. People, I'm telling you, if yesterday I was at Fatsa, it was a coin distribution, they call it. Okay. It was somewhere near Modi'in. And this guy, he opens the window, he's looking, he wants to get zakah or something. And he comes and says, Ma, what's going on with you? The guy, maybe he's 30 years old, maybe 30. I have nothing in life. I want to commit suicide. They're taking away my house, taking away my kids. I don't know what to do. Why? So I didn't care. Money. I immediately, of course, I gave him some Ezra Rishona, I used to say, first aid. A few CDs, a few takes, something. Okay? And then I was thinking, who do I have more mercy on? Who's more, I have more pity on? This guy? Or these people who don't not even looking at me over there? I'm walking there, whenever I go, I see the same people and they don't even know what's going on in their life. So this guy has a zchut, at least they're from Shamayim, they give him this place that he's broken, he's looking for help, he's looking, I don't know what to do, I need tikvah, I'm in despair, that's what he tells me. It's a beautiful place, now he's going to start searching, now he's going to get someone. But to someone who doesn't even know that he's lacking anything, it's the worst place. He thinks he has a house, he has a car, he has money. Shalom aleich nafshi. But the emet, Wachim is Ken. He's the poorest person in the world. Poorest person in the world.
Because he's unaware.
He's unaware. He doesn't know that he's sick.
How did you help?
Which one? The one who wanted to commit suicide?
Yeah.
I mean, it was right away a green light. I just gave him a few CDs and another pamphlet that I had or something, whatever I was able to grab. I told him, oh Hashem, come around again, we'll talk more. People.
So there aren't people like who open up to you and just start talking.
When people are really broken,
yeah,
they start opening up. When it's from Shamayim, they give him the merit to not the whole thing. I'm just getting a homage, the whole world is. I see it every day, every time I go out. Very sad to see, but that's why we're there, to smile to people. There was once a lady in the junction. She opens the door, the window. You in the army? So what does it make a difference? As long as you're happy, no? No, to me it makes a difference. Were you in the army? I said, let's say I was. Yes, I was a little bit in the army. No. Yofi, Baruch Hashem. I tell her, no, Akshav, if I wasn't in the army or yes in the army, it makes me happy or not happy. You want to be happy in life, right? That's Odek, you're right. We should be happy all the time. So here, take this to make you happy. You can be happy all the time. It's not an easy thing to be. It's easy to be happy all the time.
It's easier to be in the army.
Much easier to be in the army. It's easier to be in the army than sit in front of Gemara. I was in both. In the army, you don't do anything. I was there. Most of them don't do anything. Nothing. They're hanging around doing nothing. And we gave us 4,000 shekels a month. It's very chaval. It's a very... It's so big, the army. It's a huge. It's so it just moves like this, you know, like this. You know, it. One thing doesn't know the other until I don't know how many months later, and things are not. Just have
if
a system.
If you're a soldier, I don't know the so big. You know your company, your friend, and that's all.
The system is many soldiers,
yeah.
Okay, which are wasting their time, not doing anything. I was in a few BCC, I saw all the time. What are you doing? Garnish. There are. I'm not saying that the whole system is like that. And how many are fighters? How many percent of fighters?
You know.
20%.
Sorry that I told you. You know, one soldier is fighting. Is say that normally is 10 people coming to help him.
Yeah.
One soldier that is fighting, 10 people helping. But not all the soldiers must to fighting.
No, nothing like that. Of course not. There's plenty in Koach Adam, and I saw in here and that people are working and the people in the kitchen. I'm not saying that the whole system is like that. Yeah. I'm just saying a lot of people they're sitting around the chaval. Well, what I saw.
Chaval, you know, also, we all, not all the people learn in the college the same. One say all the day sitting in the study, and one, you know.
At least he's coming to yeshiva.
Yeah,
in the there's yeshiva, not at least he's going. Said the tough, Masha. Yeah, I know. What time is it?
2:25.
So now a few stories, Kacha. Where's the Rabbi Yitzchak Wender?